granny, then. I believe that's Irene.
I know this Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Howdy, folks. This is Dick Huddleston feeling mighty sorrowful for poor Lum, who's in double trouble. He's in love and he's in splints. You know, he pretended to break his leg in order to get out of a date with Sister Simpson. And now, because of his splints, he can't get around to court the new school teacher, Miss Frederick. I wouldn't be surprised if he confesses the whole thing and takes the consequences. He's that close to breaking.
Oh, me. Oh, me. Oh, me.
Mom, if you don't quit sitting there fuming and fussing, you're going to work yourself right into a nervous breakdown.
Well, who wouldn't fume and fuss? Granny, a man can stand just so much of something, and that's all. Looks like everything I try to do works out right square backwards again.
Oh, well, you ain't had nothing terrible happen to you.
Oh, no? What about my broke leg?
Your leg ain't broke. You're just making out like it was.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why, of course I did.
Granny, I've wore these splints and bandages on there so long now, I've got to where I believe it myself.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself complaining so much.
Well, what about Frank Foster taking Miss Fredericks into the teacher's meeting today? I guess that was good luck for me.
That was your own fault. You got him to dismiss school today so she could go.
Yeah, but I thought I was going to get to ride in there with her.
Yeah.
This dead blame fake broke leg of mine is the cause of the whole thing. If it hadn't have been for it, I could have started right out courting her the day she hit town, and Frank Foster never would have had a chance.
Yeah, it slowed you down, ain't no doubt about that. But now you did sit with her in Sunday school class, and you limped her home.
Yeah, limped her home's right. And who was waiting for us when we got there? Frank Foster.
Well?
Sat there on the porch getting all funny remarks. Even got up and danced a jig, trying to show me up.
Well, your old Frank's a good one at the buck and wing, all right.
On top of that, he insisted on her and him driving me home.
Huh.
Kept saying a man of my age ought to get a lot of rest.
Oh, Lord.
Helped me in his car and helped me in the house. I could have whopped him right on top of the head. I tell you, Abner, that's when I seen Red.
Well, I didn't know he's after Miss Fredericks, too.
Who?
Red. Charlie Redfield, I reckon you mean.
Charlie Redfield ain't got nothing to do with it.
Oh, well, that cuts it down to just you and Frank Foster, then.
It cuts it down to just Frank Foster.
Oh.
Granny, I can't hardly stand to think of him driving her over to the county seat this morning. Like it not treated her to lunch at the Eats restaurant or Dad's place. Abner, I'll put up with it just as long as I'm going to.
Well, what can you do about it, Mom?
Ain't but one thing to do. I've made up my mind. Come over here and take these bandages off.
Take them off?
Yes, sir. Just start unwrapping them right now.
Well, now, Lum, you can't do that.
Well, why can't I do it? It's my leg, ain't it?
Yeah, but what about all these people around here? It's been so nice to you because they thought your leg was broke.
I'm just going to tell them the truth and have it over with.
What about the insurance company? What if they find out your leg ain't broke after you sending in a claim for an accident?
I just won't take the money. I'll tell them Squire sent the claim in himself.
Oh.
Tell them the truth about the whole thing. Fact is, I'd rather go to the penitentiary to wear these bandages and splints any longer.
Well, they're liable to clip a ball and chain on your leg up there.
Just take them off, Abner. Go ahead.
All right. But what do you want to do? But I think you're making a mistake.
Just undo that safety pin. That's where the bandages start, right there.
I know. I'll get it. Going to have an awful lot of explaining to do, Lum. I can tell you that.
Yeah, let me worry about that. Take it off before I change my mind.
What about these women folks that's cooked up victuals and brung them over there to you?
Yeah, that's bad, ain't it? I'll just have to face the music, though, that's all.
Well, I know they ain't going...
Say, I've made my bed, now I've got to lay in it.
Oh, thought you said something else. Yeah, that's right, all right. If you're going to get in bed, well, you can pull the covers up over your leg to where they can't tell whether you've got these bandages on there or not. But you ought to go over home before you take them off.
Who said anything about going to bed?
Well, I thought you said you was going to get into bed and listen to the radio.
Listen to the radio?
Well, where else are you going to get any music this time of day?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Didn't you say you was going home and get in bed and listen to the music?
I said I was going to have to face the music.
Well, Lum, if you're facing the radio, naturally you'll have to listen to it.
For goodness sake, I ain't going to listen to no radio, and I ain't going home and go to bed.
Well, what's the use of making up your bed if you ain't going to use it?
I ain't going to bed. Just get that idea out of your head right now and get them bandages off of there.
Well, I believe it'd be good for you to go over there and go to bed for a while on. You're all nervous and upset. I believe a rest would do you good. If you're just worrying about me running the store, why, it might not closing time anyway. Fact is, after I close up, I might come over and listen to the radio with you.
Abner, how many times do I have to tell you I ain't going to listen to no radio and I ain't going to bed?
Well, what are you going to do? Change your mind so much I can't keep up with you.
I'm just going to get up from here and try to walk if you'll hurry up and get them bandages off.
All right. I'm nearly done. Just one more round here and I'm all done.
You don't have to be so careful. My legs aren't actual broke.
I know it. Now, there you are.
Granny. Whew, what a relief. Yeah, you might not feel that leg breathing now.
Better hold your britches leg down there.
Yeah. Granny, just look at the wrinkles in that britches leg. That ain't a sight. Gonna have to iron that left leg of them britches tonight. Oh, might as well iron both of them while I'm at it, I reckon. Here, let me up.
Yeah, you've had that thing wropped up for a week now.
Granny Zabner, I don't know if I can walk or not. Look at how that leg gives away with me. Wait a minute. You don't reckon I've sure enough got a broke leg, do you?
Well, I don't know when you could have got it.
Yeah, that's right. I ain't fell down or nothing, have I?
Not that I know of, no.
Just punishment, I reckon, for going around telling folks it was broke.
Now, you might have strained it trying to make up your bed, Lon. They were better put the bandages back on till it gets well.
No, sir. I wouldn't put them bandages back on there for $1,000 or $100. It's feeling better now.
Tis, huh?
Circulation is starting around.
God.
Granny, the feller just don't appreciate how lucky he is to have two good legs till something like this happens.
Oh, my goodness. Hide quick, Lum. Here comes Cedric Weehunt.
I don't care if he sees him. Everybody's going to know it anyway, sooner or later.
Well, I wouldn't want him to tell him first, though. You know how mixed up he gets things when he goes to tell him.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure.
I had better study up some good way to break the news to him.
Yeah.
Hand me that coat there, and I'll sit down. Throw that over my leg so he won't notice.
Yeah, here you are. Hurry up.
Get him out of here as quick as you can. I'm going to practice walking some more.
Yeah, I will. Come in, Cedric.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
What can I do for you today?
Oh, nothing, I don't reckon. I just wanted to see Mr. Lum a minute.
I thought you was on the filling station for Frank Foster today, while he taking Miss Frederick into the county seat teachers meeting.
Well, I was, but they just got back.
Oh?
That's what I come over here to tell you. I don't reckon I'm supposed to say anything about it, but Miss Frederick's brung you a present back from the county seat, Mr. Lum.
A present? For me? Well, bless her heart.
How do you know, Cedric?
Well, I just heard her and Frank talking about it.
Well, what kind of a present is it, Cedric?
Well, I don't know, but I heard her tell Frank when she was getting out of the car to hand her that present she bought for Mr. Edwards.
Well, I do know.
That's a gooder known Frank. Take her all the way into the county seat to buy me a present. I'll bet he's mad enough to buy it. Now, I reckon what she got me might be a engagement ring.
Engagement ring?
Oh, that's right. She wouldn't be buying me one, would she?
I wouldn't think so.
Might be something for you to use while your leg's broke, Mr. Lum, because I hear her say she felt so sorry for you because your leg was broke. Said she was going to bring it over here to you directly.
Oh, I'm going to bring it over here, huh?
That's what she said. That's the reason I run on ahead so as I could tell you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here, Cedric. Sorry you have to leave in such a hurry.
Oh, no more, Marty. I don't have to go.
Well, run down there and see if Dick Huddleston's store is open.
Oh, it's open. I just come by there.
Well, run down and see if it's closed then.
I'll go see, Lon.
You stay right here, Abner. Run on, Cedric.
Just one more. I'll be back in a minute.
Well, you need to come back. You can call me from over at the blacksmith shop and let me know.
Yes, Mom, I'll hurry.
What did you want to know about Dick Huddleston's store for a long
time? I wanted to get Cedric out of here so we can put these bandages back on my leg.
I thought you wasn't going to put them back on.
I've changed my mind.
Long may I lie.
I believe this broke leg idea is a good one after all. I believe Miss Fredericks is falling in love with me on account of it.
She is, huh?
Yeah, buying me a present and coming over here to see me. Hurry up before she gets here.
Oh, my goodness, you ought to come Squire Kemp across the street heading this way, Lon.
Oh, well, here, hurry. I'll hold the splints and you drop that bandage on there just as quick as you can.
Yeah. Hold your foot up now here.
Well, hurry up before you get
here. I'm hurrying as fast as I can. It ain't a very good job.
I don't care about that. Just get it on there anyway. He ain't going to pay no attention to it.
Now, where's that pen? Oh, here it is.
Yeah, that's all right. Now, Come in, Squire. Come on back.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Howdy, Squire.
I just dropped in to leave a package for you, Lum. Miss Frederick, the new school teacher, asked me to bring it over here. I saw her down the street and told her I was coming up this way.
Oh, well, much obliged, Squire.
A book, I believe it is.
A book?
Yes, she said that she knew you'd enjoy it while you were recovering from your unfortunate accident.
That means I've already got a book.
Well,
reckon why she never brung it over herself.
Well, she said she was in an awful hurry and didn't want to be late for supper. I think it's kind of a gift of appreciation because we just missed school today to let her go into the meeting. She brought Ezra and me back one, too.
Oh, she did, huh?
Yes. Well, I better be going. I'll see you in... Hey, wait a minute. Well, I swan to goodness.
What's the matter?
Why, that leg of yours, Lum.
What's wrong with it?
I better go back and look at the carbon copy of that insurance claim I sent in for you, Lum. You've got your right leg all bandaged up there, and I could have sworn I wrote down on that claim it was your left leg.